أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولو شئنا لبعثنا في كل قرية نذيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the winds. Allah azza wa jal said that the winds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent are actually carriers of good news, and they are carriers of glad tidings, because they come before the rain clouds arrive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how water is then sent down onto earth, how dead, dry, barren land is brought back to life once the water reaches it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, through this water, Allah azza wa jal gives many cattle, many animals, and many human beings water to drink. Allah azza wa jal then speaks of how Allah has distributed water among His different creatures and His different creations. Not only do we benefit from the water, but think of all the other creatures and creations, whether in the form of living insects, or in the form of animals, or in the form of plantations, in the form of trees, in the form of flowers, in the form of crops, and so on and so forth. Every one of these creatures and creations of Allah require water for their survival. Allah says, Allah distributes the water so that each and every creation of His receive this water from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا, in the next ayah, ayah number 51 of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah says, if we wish, لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا, we could have sent a warner to every single city and town. Now again, we spoke about the different sources of hidayah. The main source of hidayah, the biggest source of hidayah, the greatest source of hidayah is wahi, is revelation, in the form of Quran, in the form of other divine books and scriptures that were revealed. We spoke of the second source of hidayah, and that is in the form of a Nabi, in the form of a prophet, and the hidayah and the guidance that lies in the life and the teachings of every prophet. That is another source of hidayah. Then we spoke of the third source of hidayah, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to over to in these ayat that we are discussing, and that is the creation of Allah. Pondering over the creation of Allah, thinking over the creation of Allah is also a source of hidayah. So Allah says, had Allah wished, Allah could have sent a warner in the form of a Nabi, in the form of a prophet, to every town and to every city. But Allah did not do so. Why? Because there are other sources of hidayah. Every creature and every creation and everything that Allah has brought into existence is a source of hidayah. So if Allah did not send a warner or a prophet or a rasul, a messenger, to any city or to any town, it does not mean that Allah has left them without a source of hidayah. Allah has given them a source of hidayah. And what is the source of hidayah? The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah says, if we wished, we could have sent a warner and a messenger to every town. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not obey the disbelievers. Do not fall into the influences of the disbelievers. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Don't obey the disbelievers. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادٍ كَبِيرًا. Allah says, strive against them. Strive against the disbelievers. A great striving. A great striving. Strive against them. How? بِهِ, through the Qur'an. When you want to understand them, when you want any argument to counter their argument, when you want to fight back at them for the objections that they raise and the arguments that they raise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have the Quran. To fight back at them, to answer them, to respond to them, and to understand their objections and everything else about them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, use the Quran to strive against them, a great and a strong and a powerful striving. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. Allah draws our attention to another creation of His through which we can understand the greatness of Allah, and through which we appreciate the favors and the bounties of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah who has created a barrier between two seas, or between the two oceans. Allah subhanahu speaks of two types of waters. Allah says, Allah has created a barrier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a sort of a wall between the two of them. Of course, not in a physical form or a physical shape, هذا عذب فرات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this water, referring to the water that's found on land, referring to the water that we drink, referring to the water that we have in our dams, in our reservoirs, in our rivers, in our lakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that water, هذا عذب فرات. This water is sweet, very sweet. وهذا ملح أجاج. And the other water, this water referring to the waters of the ocean and the waters of the sea, Allah says, this water is bitter, very bitter. So this one is sweet, very sweet. That one is bitter, very bitter. Allah says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made between them a buffer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them between them a barrier. And it is prohibited for these water to cross this barrier and to cross this buffer. Subhanallah. If you look at it, all the rivers of the ocean, all the rivers of the land, they all lead, eventually they lead into the ocean. Yet you cannot taste the water of the ocean in that water of the river and the lakes and the dams that we have on land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection and His power. That this water on land, Allah says it's sweet. Sweet meaning we can drink from it and we can use it, and it is something that we find enjoyable. But try and drink few kilometers away from that sweet water, few kilometers away from that water that we enjoy. Few kilometers away from that, Allah says you have a different type of water that you can't even drink. As thirsty as you are, you cannot drink that water. It's too bitter, it's too salty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is another source through which we can ponder over the great creation of Allah. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created humankind, who created the human being from water, from a special type of water, from a special type of fluid, from a special type of liquid. That's another form of water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of. So you have the water of the ocean, you have the water on land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you have a third type of fluid and liquid from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the humankind. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two relationships that are established through the human being. There are different types of relationships that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two of them. Allah says one is نَسَبًا. نَسَبًا, the biological relationship that you have. So the relationship you have with your parents, the relationship you have with your grandparents, the relationship you have with your children, the relationship that you have with your grandchildren, the relationship that you have with your brother, with your sibling, the relationship that you have with your nephews and nieces. Every one of these relationships has been established through nasab. Nasaban meaning biological. And the second type of relationship Allah says was sihra. Sihran, the relationship that comes into existence through marriage. The relationship that comes into existence through in-laws. Sihran means in-laws. So there was never a relationship between this family and that family, but the moment a nikah took place, you find that now they are family. That woman who it was haram, completely haram for him to look at her, it was completely haram for him to interact with her, it was completely haram for him to touch her. Through one nikah, which could take even less than a minute, to fulfilling the basic requirements of nikah takes less than a minute also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says through that they become 100% lawful and halal for one another. This is another ni'mah, another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has created humankind. After creating them, Allah has established between them relationships, nasaban, biological relationship, wa sihran, and the relationships established through nikah, through marriage, through in-laws. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah azza wa jal has full power over everything. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, despite all of this, they still choose to worship others besides Allah. And what do they worship? مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ, that which cannot benefit them in any way. وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ, that which cannot harm them in any way. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرْ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the kafir, the disbeliever, he is a supporter of shaitan against Allah. Shaitan needs supporters. Shaitan needs agents. Shaitan needs aids. Shaitan needs associates and helpers to help him fulfill a certain agenda and to help him create mischief on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the helper and the supporter of the devil is the kafir. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَكَانَ الْكَافِرْ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. And that's why Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam earlier, do not ever obey the kafir. Do not ever obey the kafir. Why? Because the kafir, the disbeliever, ultimately is a supporter of the devil, is a supporter of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.